Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires. Trust all of you had a wonderful day yesterday. Sadly, in Dumbulla, it was not a wonderful day because the second T20 between Sri Lanka and Pakistan was washed off due to inclement weather. Pakistan lead the three-match series by 1-0, and tomorrow will be the third and the final T20. So let us keep our fingers crossed that we will have play and that Mother Nature will be kind to all of us. Right, let's go quickly into the Indian Premier League for women. I did have a few questions as to how the tournament is worked out. Now, let me tell you there are five teams taking part in this particular tournament that got underway yesterday. Royal Challengers Bangalore, reigning champions Mumbai Indians, Delhi Capitals, Gujarat Giants, and UP Warriors are the five teams in pursuit. And yesterday's game was between RCB and reigning champions Mumbai Indians. Mumbai Indians will be disappointed. They lost this game in the final ball of the game yesterday. What an interesting game we had. Batting first, the reigning champions made 154 for 6. Sanjana, the middle order batter, she made 45 and Nicola Gray 46. For RCB, Nadine de Klerk from South Africa took 4 for 26. Needing 155 for victory, Nadine de Klerk, the South African batter, all-rounder, made a fascinating unbeaten 63 to guide her team to victory by 3 wickets. And the last ball, 6, was something that brought back so many memories of me watching Javed Miandad score a last ball, 6, against India back in Sharjah. That was about 2.5 decades ago, almost 3 decades ago. And this was absolutely unique. So the reigning champions under the pump, they have lost their game against RCB in the long opener. Right, also coming up are matches from Zimbabwe and Namibia. Like I told you earlier, the under-19 50-over World Cup is now scheduled to get underway on the 15th of January. At the moment, some wonderful warm-up games are being played. We'll keep you posted on all that and more. But the main tournament is on the 15th of January. Right, Delhi has told Bangladesh Cricket Board that they are most welcome to play in the T20 version of the World Cup in their country. And they have given them guarantee that there will be no problem in terms of security for their players. So negotiations are there between Bangladesh and the Indian Cricket Board. Let's sincerely hope that they will have an amicable settlement. That's what all of us want. Club Rugby is taking a bit of a breather. The second round is scheduled to get underway on the 23rd of January. The first two games are 23rd January and 24th January. So we'll be also following Club Rugby, apologies, correction, on www.goforgold. Thanks for being in our company. We look forward to your presence again tomorrow. And don't forget today's game in the Women's Premier League in India between Mumbai Indians and Delhi Capitals. Mumbai Indians being captained by Amprit Kaur, the national captain, and Delhi being captained by Jemima Rodrigues. Have a blessed day. Spin your record and look forward to your company yet again tomorrow at the same time.